Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. I just want to take a second and thank Policy Genius. They're supporting today's episode of Success Story. I know we all have kids. We all have families we want to take care of. And I personally checked something off major on my to-do list, life insurance. It's a tough topic. It's really hard to think about, but it's so important. And the hard part was sorting through all the options. Luckily, I found Policy Genius. Policy Genius is an online insurance marketplace that makes getting life insurance surprisingly easy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Now, knowing my family's protected brings me incredible peace of mind. Don't put off this important decision. Check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Where do you think the market is standing in terms of investment opportunity? Of course, not a recommendation, just, you know, for entertainment purposes. I'm curious as to your opinion if this growth of the market is sustainable, or if there has to be, again, like mass adoption milestones that have to hit so the whole market can continue to sort of grow at this trajectory.
I've become a little bit leery of kind of mass adoption. You know, mass adoption is a little bit like democracy. Like it's pretty nice kind of in theory, but without education, it has a dark side to it, right? Which is, you know, I think our last attempt at mass adoption featured like a bunch of, you know, Doge coins and
that's not the mass adoption we need.
No, that's not what we need, right? What we need is, you know, we certainly need all of those people to come back, right? But we need them to come back smarter, right? Yeah. Like we need them to have learned a lesson, right? And it's a bit like, you know, it's a little insulting to talk about people in the context of a dog, but, you know, hopefully, you know, they got swatted in the nose.
It's an analogy. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, hopefully they're going to come back a little smarter, you know, and some of them won't come back at all. Right. So the lesson that a lot of people may have learned is, cryptos are bad. Right. And that they may have learned that lesson, you know, but yeah, you know, I think everyone will eventually come back, you know, because it's my theory that, all of these systems, like all they do is they constantly experience developer improvement and they just evolve. And the one that serves the most people the best is going to, you know, just become bigger and bigger and bigger and harder to kind of, it will become unstoppable. So like, you know, I think that in a way, like one segment that I think is fascinating is this gaming segment called Play to Earn. So if you go into YouTube and you type play to earn documentary, you're actually going to learn something really fascinating, which is that there's a blockchain game called Axie Infinity, right? And in this most recent month, the game actually generated $8.5 million of profit, right? And this is really interesting when you start to think about it, because that's an IPO level of right? That's like $100 million annual revenue rate, right? So it's if it were a company and not a decentralized network, you know, it would be able to IPO. And effectively what's happening is that people in places like the Philippines and Indonesia are playing this game Axie, and they're basically playing to earn like a living. Right. And so that's one of the things that's incredible about this phenomenon is that people went during COVID from driving a taxi to driving these little video things called Axies, and they're actually making more money doing that than they were doing things on. So when you want to talk about things like mass adoption and you want to talk about infrastructure, and rules and consent, right? The thing that I think is fascinating is that this is a system that is definitely serving the people who are using it, and so that's an astonishing kind of growth. And we my fund invested in like a gamer guild, and this guild is it, their entire goal is to collect players of this game and effectively rent them the game pieces so that they can play the game and earn money. So it's really this absolutely wild and incredible frontier. But if you understand the size of what we're talking about economically, it's not only is it already massive, but it's probably going to become 10x bigger. So it's truly so that's an impressive corner of the world. I guess what I wanted to say is I wanted to say that this is such a strange place to look for mass adoption. But to me, you have to look in the application arena, right? Which is you have to look at people using it because they want to, right? And the thing that's really interesting is it turns out that these players are willing to jump through the complicated hoops of custody and self-custody of blockchain assets. And the reason they're willing to jump through those hoops is that's how they put groceries on the table for their families, right? So it's like, should I learn how to do this blockchain stuff? It's existential. Like it's basically like, oh, COVID hit my family. We don't have any jobs. Like, what do we do? So now they've joined this metaverse economy and they're playing this game, and it's really like a rocket ship. So that thing is very powerful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.